This week's honoree is a Philadelphia-based occupational therapist who turned her personal tragedy into a tool for teaching and for hope.
Occupational therapists help people regain their independence. We focus on self-care, dressing, bathing.
That's Amanda Parizeau, a Jersey girl turned Philly professional, a doctor of occupational therapy and professor at Thomas Jefferson University. From the start, she fell for the work and for this city, joining a local kickball league, but not for the trophies.
I didn't run the mile in the, you know, physical fitness test. I walked half of it. I'm not that girl.
But kickball brought her camaraderie and fun. And then one perfect May evening in East Kensington, in an instant, everything changed.
It's so vivid to me. It was May 19th, 2021. As we always do, we sit around in the park at the tables and benches, just chatting about what we were going to be doing that weekend, when out of nowhere you hear, bang, bang, bang.
Amanda was shot in the back, a single hollow point bullet.
I felt this sting just go into my body as soon as I heard that sound. And I felt my body fall backwards onto the ground, losing all sensation, just...
The injury to her petite body was extensive.
My spleen was removed. I have damage to my diaphragm.
But the most devastating wound was to her spinal cord, severed at T10. With her clinical training, she knew that meant she may never walk again.
I mean, she was at a playground playing kickball with her friends and was hit by a stray bullet. My name is Alexandra Hackett. I'm a communications manager with Jefferson Health. I nominated Amanda Parizeau for the Good Souls Project because she is one of the most remarkable women that I have ever met.
Alexandra Hackett met Amanda just weeks after the shooting, camera in hand. Her job was to document Amanda's journey.
It could be very easy and natural for someone to really get overly consumed with the devastation that this would cause in your life. But somehow she is able to deal with that and help so many other people at the same time.
Alexandra watched Amanda day by day, and what stood out wasn't what she'd lost, but what she refused to surrender.
She's always been a fighter, someone who has spoken out. And so reclaiming that power and taking it a step further, I think it was her way of not letting this incident take who she is.
Amanda knew what was possible because she'd seen her own patients push past limits, but it wasn't easy.
I put on a brave face for the physical therapist. I cried a ton in art therapy.
Amanda suffers from PTSD.
Anytime I'm out in public, I'll be in the car and I think I might get shot.
She lives in chronic pain.
I wake up, pain. Open my eyes, pain.
And it's mental gymnastics to deal with it all, yet Amanda persisted. Setting clear goals, returning to teach, leaning on family, friends, and Frank the cat.
Frank saves me every day. Look at him. I think he...
She worked bit by bit to build a new independent life. Amanda took the doors off hinges so she could navigate her new apartment. She got adaptive equipment and commutes every single day to work in her wheelchair. And she uses that experience in her teaching.
You know, not just a textbook or a video on the computer. It's somebody that's speaking directly to you.
Pretty soon, advocacy called. Amanda began pushing to make her neighborhood of Old City the most accessible in Philly.
I've fallen out of my chair more times than I like to admit it because of just a simple crack on the sidewalk.
And when education doesn't move the needle, she leans on Amanda's army, her online community, to force businesses to step up.
I've learned that the general public has no clue.
She's working with her council member on Access Solutions. She serves on the Governor's Advisory Council for Women, speaks out for gun violence survivors, and has been honored for that advocacy.
I like to speak where I can and help where I can.
You can't meet Amanda and not be affected by her and not come away with just admiration.
That's why Alex says Amanda is a good soul.
That's who she was before this happened, and has really just illuminated the good soul that she had all along.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.